Nancy, surely you cannot be serious. Fried pizza?
Yeah, fried pizzas are the big new thing in my house. We read an article in the New York Times about making your own pizza in general. I didn't get to eat the fried pizza that they made because I was going out to dinner, but I was responsible for making the dough.
Frying the crust?
Right. Well, this is, okay, so this is
what, deep in oil?
Yeah, well, in about a half an inch oil, Mac used our cast iron skillet and took a plate-sized pizza dough that he'd rolled out and just cooked it for about, 30 seconds to a minute on each side. So you've got your thick, crusty pizza dough, then topped it as you normally would and cooked it in the oven for, about the same amount of time you normally would cook uncooked pizza dough.
Well, what's the point of frying it?
A crisp crust.
Do you use a stone in the oven?
We don't use a stone.
Oh, well, that's why. If you use a stone, you'll get a crisper crust.
Yeah, but wait, but this has to do with oil, too.
Okay.
When you think about it, if you're putting dough in oil, you're frying dough.
Yeah, and it's not exactly a pizza.
And that's actually what the article was saying. It's called something else. Meanwhile, here's the kicker on this, is that Nate was so impressed with this fried pizza that the next morning he started making these. He took these little pizza doughs, fried them. They puff up. It was almost like an English muffin or a crumpet or something like this. And he cut it in half and stuffed it with bananas and strawberries, which was sweet. I would probably go for the savory. And on top of this, he took the leftover dough and fried it and put cinnamon sugar on it. It was delicious.
Mm. Well, now that you mention it, what this reminds me of is Chinese scallion pancakes, where you roll out dough with minced scallions in them, and then they puff up just like that. They're nothing like a pizza, though.
Well, but if you were then to take that dough and put tomato sauce and, whatever you like on your pizza, sausage in my family's case, some cheese.
Well, I guess so, if you want to call it something else, because I'm not that big of a purist kind of guy, but I think a pizza is baked in an oven.
Talk to me about making pizza dough. When you do it at home, I know I've been doing it for years in my Cuisinart, and so it makes a very fast dough. So let's say you come home, you want some pizza. I don't have any frozen dough, or I don't.
Well, it's pretty simple the way I make it. It's just real simple, just flour, water, yeast, and salt, and maybe a little bit of olive oil. That's it. I mix it in my mixing thing, the
KitchenAid
thing, and I used to just knead it up by myself. It's no big deal. I let it rise first. I don't use it instantly, although I know lots of people say, you don't need to do that, but I know other people who say you should let that rise in a retarded rise in the refrigerator for 24 hours, bring it out, let it warm up, re-knead it, and give it a second rising before you shape it. What I do not do anymore, though, is roll the dough out.
You just use your fingers?
I use my fingers to stretch it out, and it has a much better texture. Yeah, it's not that big a deal to do. You just need to plan a little bit if you're going to do it, and you've got some nice dough. I don't think I'll fry any, though.
You're missing out, pal.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're just dying to hear what you think about pizzas, fried and otherwise, and you can let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and let her fly. And while you're there, I'll have a link to that New York Times article about fried pizza and other kind of pizza, as well as another link to the Chinese scallion pancakes I mentioned earlier in today's show. They're really good and lots of fun to eat any old time. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.